You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, so after yesterday when we talked on the show about the sketchiest thing to happen to you on a dating app, we just got inundated with some emails about that. There's a few that stuck out here. Someone said, I went to a guy's home for a drink. Now, she said, before everyone freaks out, we had been chatting for a bit. I sent my girlfriend his name and address, and I checked in a few times. I also brought my own beer and opened it myself. So she was worried about a little roofie action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, smart.
He immediately asked if I noticed his drop foot.
Well, like the middle of it? Dropped?
Mm-hmm. No, like, you know, I think it's my grandfather ended up with it after he was blown up by an 88 round in World War II. Where it's like your foot doesn't lift, right?
So isn't it this where it's
difficulty
like,
lifting the front part of the foot?
Oh, weird.
Like it stays down. Now my grandfather had shrapnel go through his.
Yeah, he went through war.
War, you know. But yeah, he had that.
She said, I had seen him limp a bit, but I didn't really think much of it. He then proceeded to tell me that 10 years prior, he had fallen asleep on his back on a couch with his legs hanging over the side. He slept so long and deeply that his sciatic nerve was basically severed. And his leg was on course for amputation.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Hey, wake up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Somebody wake me up.
So
jeez.
I said, well, how drunk were you? And he said, well, I wasn't just drunk. I'd also eaten a fentanyl patch.
Oh. Well,
that's... Apparently, he was wearing it, and it wasn't working fast enough, so he ate it.
So not.
God.
So she said, yes, my friends have all asked me why I didn't leave just then.
Yeah.
But she said I was like almost fascinated. I knew there'd be more stories to come. This guy's crazy.
Fascinated. Mm. Terrified.
You're in a fentanyl.
You can probably talk him into going right to sleep for a couple hours.
He then asked me what my extracurriculars are. I, in true Dave Hunter form, began to list what I do outside of work, which includes, but is not limited to, walking my golden retriever, being chair of the PTA, hockey mom, etc. He says, no. I mean, like, weed, ecstasy, MDMA, gummies, caramel, molly, injectables. What? What do you do?
Damn, I don't even know this caramel.
That's real, actually. Just
caramel?
Yeah. That's one of mine.
It's not a drug?
I'll be honest.
Yeah. Caramel uses side effects. Consult your physician. Caramel liquid. I say, what? Is it like real? It can't be real caramel.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
What'd it be?
People getting high.
Anyone listen, y'all know what caramel is drug-wise? I don't know why I'm screaming at you, but call us. 1-855-954-6969.
It's caramel and parsley.
Prescription drug use
and abuse.
Caramel and parsley? That sounds like a bad combination, taste-wise.
Is that a company name?
We're so dumb.
Well, we don't do caramel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I don't do caramel.
I do tons of it. Delicious. I have a huge container of it.
Yeah. Caramel, delicious, sweet caramel. But not the drug caramel, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, I've never heard
I
of
do
it.
Like the idea of like if it's not a drug, like the idea of like a hardcore drug addict being like, I love cocaine. I love heroin. I love fentanyl. I can't get enough of any of this stuff. I got some Quaaludes. And I like caramel.
Yeah. It's also just like McDonald's caramel. It's like one of my favorites.
It's like a guilty little pleasure of mine. It's caramel.
You know, if you give them extra 50 cents, I'll give you another little
Werther's has a caramel corn that's just out of this.
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So she says, I'm no prude, but I'm naive about drug culture. But hey, I now know what everything looks like as he pulled them out of his freezer to offer me some.
Whoa. Oh,
so chivalry is not dead. Fast forward another beer. He's telling me about his son, his newly discovered son.
Oh.
6 months apart by different women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Explaining very seriously he was extremely horny back then.
Mm.
Well,
I left and texted when I got home as he had asked. All I could say was, thank you for hosting. He replied with, it was awesome and so comfortable. You made it so comfortable.
Mm.
Well, he did stop texting after a few days when I was only politely replying. So,
See you later, dating freak apps,
she says.
See you later, freak.
See Lisa peel it out? See you later, freak.
Great story, freako. Peace out.
Thanks for story time, pal.
Good luck with your droppy foot.
And your caramel.
Whatever
the hell that is.
Oh, man.
Joseph. Joseph's with us on the Dave and Chuck line. Do you know what this caramel drug is?
Yeah, Yeah, well, it's just as far as I've ever heard or seen, it is just weed-infused caramel. Like the gummies, but it's little caramels, and if you get like eight in a pack, so I've heard.
Oh, that's just edibles to everybody.
Yeah, then that's edible. You just call it a... All right, man, yeah, thanks.
She might have misheard or something. Maybe he said something else. Or
yeah, I don't know.
And she said caramel. I don't know.
Because, man, I'm addicted.
Yeah, you've been on it a while.
Yeah. Turns out I'm a real druggie.
You should go to meetings or something.
I thought I was pretty clean living, but it turns out.
We're going to have a caramel intervention.
It turns out. Ooh, boy.
Chuck the Freak,
I get
gotta
nasty
talk.
With it. In fact, if there's any around, I don't like let any go to waste. I'll lick a container out.
Mm. Lick it out.
That's how much I need it. Now I know I'm addicted.
You got a caramel problem.
Yeah. No, he does. You know, it's hard, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's real hard. You have to take some time off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Chuck's in treatment. Caramel treatment.
I'm here for caramel, guys.
All right. Another dating app story. This woman said, I just went on a dating app date, but then I had to block three guys in 2 days. One wanted my number to send me a pic of him taking a bubble bath with his cats.
What?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Cats don't like water like that.
Can I text you a pic of me taking a bubble bath with my cats? He asked her. Mm. She said, Ed knew and block.
Yeah.
One did wanted to.
I think I just saw a video of a cat swimming.
Sometimes they do. There's certain water some cats, some but do. Most of them are like think water's lava.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One wanted to do things to me. Had to block him.
Mm-hmm.
One was just crazy. Told me if he had a knife in his back, he would pull it out and slit their throat. Block.
Okay.
Jeez.
She said, now that's why I'm single.
Yeah, it's a garbage heap, man, like I said.
Yeah, you know what, though? But at least you're still single. Like, you haven't. A lot of people are like, well, you know what? I think I'll date the guy with the knife thing. So, at least you're smart enough to remain single.
Yeah. Man, if they had the like weird 70s dating show today, it would just all be freaks like that.
Oh,
dating
God.
Show.
I'm surprised they don't.
He'd be like, I think I would take a bubble bath with you and all night on my cat.
That's just like every one of them sounds the exact same way.
She's like, that's the number two. What would you do? And he's like, I'd take a knife out my sweat and throw it.
And the audience is like, hey!
Impressive. I want to poop all over you.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for the creepy dating game.
I just want to wear your skin.
Calm down, bachelor
was
number one.
Was I supposed to go yet?
Not yet.
I'm very erect.
Oh, man. Every show, it's the same.
I want to wear a skin suit for this lady.
Yep. He's a singer.
He skins ladies.
It's just to make a dress.
He likes to date fat ladies.
I love a big girl, a big fat person. Great big fat person.
Yeah. He's after their skin.
I want to just tuck my wiener all night with you.
He has hobbies.
Yeah.
Digging pits.
I got a big one. Big old pit.
Yeah.
It would be different today.
Yeah.
Definitely would.
It's different.
It was so clean and innocent back then, right?
I just want to walk with you and give you some roses. Well, like, honestly, they had these dating shows all the time. There's like Chuck Woolery had the two and two. Be back, I can't remember. Connection. I can't remember what it was called.
Love Connection.
Love Connection. Love Connection.
Bachelor number two, how do you have fun?
Well, I capture women in the middle of the night, and I put them in a van, and I drive them all the way home, and I throw them in my pit, and I make them starve till their skin stretches out, and then I make a nice little skin dress out of them, because I want to be a woman as well.
Oh, wow.
Pick number two! Also, I'd F me.
Yeah. He's into himself.
He is, definitely.
Confident.
Mm. Something to be said for that.
Yeah, but, you know, like those shows back in the day, the things that probably the audience went ballistic for, were it was like nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
They're all fake anyway back then. Like,
yeah.
They're all actors.
I don't know.
Were they? I think then it was actually legit.
Like, I think it was.
It was before.
See them. No, you see, like, back when they were on those,
well, what would the actors. No, but what would happen is, like, yes, like, an actor would decide to go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't think they were making it up. They went on dates. They did go on
they
dates
did?
With people,
dude,
I think.
Dude, somebody said Ted Bundy was on the dating game.
He was.
Oh, boy.
No, come on. That's got to be an urban myth, right? Is that legit?
Look it up.
Someone said that someone did actually turn out to be a serial killer, someone on the dating game.
Was it Ted Bundy? Chicks like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Now, there is a dating game killer. Oh, is this it?
As often been like.
Yeah, that's him.
Here we go. Let's see here.
Creepiest episode ever on the dating game. Because this bachelor looking for love back in 1978 is actually a serial killer.
I'm called the banana, and I look really good.
No one.
He's going to kill you.
Rodney
Alcala has already launched his killing spree when he appeared.
He was already killing people.
Wow. He was a real creepy guy, a real idiot.
Jed Mills was bachelor number two, and nearly 40 years later, he's still haunted by their encounter.
This creep comes up and he puts his face practically in my face and he says, I always get the girl. When I think about what he said, I always get my girl, he kills him. That's what he's talking about.
That's nuts. Your best
time. Is she dead?
The best time is at night. Nighttime.
Why despite all Alcala's weird behavior on the dating game, the bachelorette...
Turns out it was pretty creepy back then, too.
Yeah.
So she did pick him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think they said they didn't go on a date.
Is at night.
Why do women pick the serial killer?
Because chicks are a mess, Lise. You're a mess.
Yeah.
We
you're a mess.
Poor lady.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm the lady who picked the serial killer.
Yeah,
creepy. She got lucky for her.
Wow.
Because Alcala would later be found guilty of seven murders.
Wow, he turned into he's got like Weird Al hair now.
Killed up to 130 victims based on photos found on his property.
He may have killed 130 people?
Dude.
You saw him.
Say hello to Rodney Alcala. Now the disturbing story is being made into a movie.
Oh.
Dating Game Killer, airing this Sunday on Investigation Discovery.
They
picked a fatter guy.
Don't do the serial killer any favors. Don't make it look better. But, make him look worse.
He looks like Meatloaf a little bit.
Yeah, that looks
that's
a
Meatloaf.
Real life serial killer.
Yeah.
He's got no remorse. He's just a dark soul.
The cover looks like Will Ferrell's playing.
I know.
By posing as a professional photographer.
Oh, let's get some tests.
So I wondered how he was getting like actually very attractive women,
strangling them and allowing them to regain consciousness before finally killing them.
Oh my God!
Will you untie me?
Incredibly, he had already served time in prison for sexual assault before he appeared on the dating game.
Hey, dating game,
somehow,
do better. They didn't know about it.
So there's no internet.
Yeah. Find my daughter.
Actress Carrie Preston plays the mom of a...
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Dark side of dating
really
game.
Nuts.
Holy smokes.
Turns
and they
out.
Picked him.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Thank God she didn't go out with him. She would have been dead.
Yeah. I think it looked like she might have been like a little too old or whatever.
No, she said she found him creepy. That's why she ended up not going out with him.
Yeah, that's a good vibe.
Good judge of character, that lady.
Yeah.
You gotta believe, when your body and everything is just telling you something.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
You know?
Well, like, I think Ted Bundy had, like, a, like, serious girlfriend that, like, he never did anything to.
Oh, wow.
But then she finds out that she just has spent years with Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Wow. He's got a kid.
No,
you're the son of Bundy.
Of Bundy, but they never released her identity.
One of the older guys who just came out as, like, a serial killer probably in the last, like, you know, 8 years or so. He had a whole family.
That's crazy.
And would do stuff like he'd be like, oh, I'm going out.
Yeah.
Or I'm on business.
Yeah.
And he would go and do stuff and then come back and have like this normal life.
Is that the BTK killer?
Yeah, that's who I think it was, yeah.
She was conceived on death row, Rose Bundy.
Yeah, that was, so there was this girl that started like going to his court appearances and like hit on him, and then she got conjugal visits with him or something.
Wow.
Got impregnated by Ted Bundy.
Then wife, Carol N. Boone, had a daughter, Rose Bundy.
Well, like, it's a known thing that chicks end up falling for these serial killers while they're on trial and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing they kept saying is that, all these girls were showing up to Ted Bundy's trial being like, there's no way he
did all these things. Yeah, he's too hot to do this.
And it's like, no, he did all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fascinating, kind of.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I need to watch that documentary.
I was just going
to
say, I never watched it. I heard it's a real trip.
That's why.
That's the one with Zac Efron or just the documentary?
No, just the documentary. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's like several parts, too. Because
Amber's watched it.
Dude,
of course.
They like let that guy, he was in, they had him.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm going to go to the library real quick. Is that all right? And they're like, yeah, that's fine because you're doing your own lawyer stuff. And he slipped out the window and then went and killed a bunch of people again.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he got out, man.
Yeah, they had him and then they let him go.
Oopsie.
Oopsie poopsie. Ted Bundy kind of gave us the slip.
Did he slip a couple times, right? Yeah, yeah, like he was really good at getting out.
Yeah, it's just crazy, all the stuff that went down with
him. But also, he was a talker. So there's tons of videotapes of him just like... Because I saw a videotape of him, like, explaining what he thought happened to himself.
Yeah.
To make him...
He was real full of himself.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved to talk, and, like, a lot of his... during his trial was just a lot of showboating. Uh-huh. He kind of was a lawyer... Like, he had some lawyer experience, but he was, like, not very good.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he loved to hear his own voice and talk and...
Yeah, they put cameras in his face, and he would just go, go, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust your gut. Or as the song says, listen to your heart.
What's so crazy is your gut is like, I need to date this guy. Yeah. And then you're like, oh.
That was before she saw him.
Yeah. No.
She saw him and then was like,
put it all together.
Listen to your heart before.
Data killer.
All right, so one more sketchy dating app email here. This woman said, I'm a big girl. And I don't hide it. I always let men even know up front that I'm fatter in real life than I look in the pic. She says, so I should have known things were going to get weird right off the bat because we went to a spot for lunch. And one, he never touched his food. And two, he only sat there and watched me eat.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those. She likes to eat. Watch you eat.
Said I was so sketched out after the date, I just got in my car and left. I blocked him on all my social medias after that. Definitely a weird, weird guy.
Yeah.
For being hilarious.
Yeah, that's...
It is one of those things. I think that's the downside of... You know, because a lot of times, so you're just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to accept myself for who I am. I'm a bigger person. I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
You put it out there, but then sometimes the guys who like someone who's a little bit bigger, sometimes they're really weird.
Yeah.
You know, most guys are just normal. They just like, you know, you see it all the time. The skinny guy and like a bigger girl, they just like it. But then some have like a fetish for it, which is nuts.
It was like that girl that we watched that like she started making money on YouTube eating in front of people.
Yeah. Realized she could make more money eating.
Yeah. This is all because of pervs.
Yeah.
Crazy pervs. They make the world go round.
They do.
They do.
That'd be a dream come true to find out you just make money just eating.
Oh.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a dream come true.
For me, it would be a dream come true.
Yeah.
What? It would be
just
cool.
Just sit around and eat 10,000 tacos? Okay.
I'd need to be super famous, though.
I bet you could get people to watch you eat tacos.
Well, there's people that do make a living that we talked about. There are the mukbang people. That's how they live. They eat stuff and people watch them live. I don't understand, but to me, watching other people eat is not a turn on.
No.
I don't like even hearing the sounds of myself eat. Like, when I come home for lunch, I have to turn on the TV before I eat because I don't like hearing myself, like, eat.
Yeah, you've said that.
And I got, like... stuff with sounds.
Remember Jason the Jew?
I do remember him.
Yeah. He has realized that one of his friends or someone he knew from school actually does this now.
Yeah.
Does mukbang stuff. Mm-hmm. And we told him he should do one with her. Jason, did you look into that?
Oh, he was talking about this the other day.
Yeah, I sent her a message reaching out saying I think it would be mutually beneficial. Maybe we should get down and eat something. And she's like, when and where? So I'm in the works. So.
Yeah.
Wow, it's
hoping to line it up.
Yeah, I asked her what the popular thing is. So little spoiler, it's going to be some seafood.
Oh, okay.
She said that gets the big views and big bucks.
Because it takes time, you know? You got to crack things open. Mm.
I thought you would have done like some traditional Jewish food, like bring a little Jason the Jew to it.
That's actually something Jason and I are working on for Hanukkah.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
All these upcoming things.
Well, I got to make sure they know we're already working on it, Jason.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
so this might be my new career here. I'm going to just start eating food.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think I'll shock people being, you know, I'm not big, so
no.
I think people would be shocked at how much I can actually eat.
Well, that's usually the way it is, though.
Yeah, the skinny people eat the most.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Have Sparky crack my crab legs and feed me, you know.
I eat three things
a day. Oh, my God. Please get her to feed you.
I'm going to try. Butter dripping down my beard.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Jesus.
I just hope my wife's okay with the sexual nature it might take.
She knows it's all for fun.
Yeah.
Jason, I wanted to ask you about your light. Are you doing light therapy?
It's not therapy.
What is it? What are you doing? I saw it on Instagram.
What's happening?
So, you know.
He's weird.
When you don't. I am weird. When you.
What is it?
Don't get a lot of sunlight.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They make these fake artificial UV lights.
Yeah, we've talked about them.
Yeah, because I thought maybe I should look into it.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been
sunning yourself?
Sunning myself, yeah.
Oh. Did you sun your butthole?
Yeah, you did.
No, that I should though.
You should.
Don't walk by my window.
No, let's not.
So wait a second, where is this?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, you bought something for, you just...
Is it here?
No, it's not here. Oh, okay. I didn't buy it. Jessie had it before, and she said it didn't work for her, so I busted it out. It's just a little thing with a panel on it, and you plug it in. But the only problem is you have to be like 6 to 12 inches away from it. So
I'm
like sitting on the couch with my face this light.
Did you feel better after?
No.
How long did you put up with it for?
Like 30 minutes. I sat there watching TV with it on my face. So you're supposed to do it like every day or every so often.
Yeah, because we have no sun here.
Yeah,
so,
right. I would assume
really bad.
That really the only thing that it's really doing is that it just quiets you down for about 30 minutes a day, which probably all of us could could use. Like, it's a weird way to trick you into just, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not sure, you know, I know it's UV light, but I feel like I'm just shining a flashlight into my face for...
Is it like a purple hue? Like it's like a purple light?
Nah, sort of.
Like a black light?
Not purple, like that you would see in a fish tank or something.
Yeah.
But it's like a fluorescent almost, but you can tell that it's a different white than like an incandescent bulb.
Right,
something like that.
I didn't see this.
It was on his Instagram story the other day. It's probably gone.
No. All right.
But,
it is gone.
I was intrigued.
Yeah, that's intriguing.
I needed to ask you.
He's
about
an intriguing
it.
Fella.
I've always
said that about Jason.
Yeah, he's intriguing.
I've noticed the seasonal depression, you know?
Yeah.
I have it hard.
It's really tough right now.
I'm going through a bad spell.
I'm just equally depressed every day.
No,
I mean, it's been really dark and gloomy around the Detroit area.
Yeah.
I
got a general sadness about me most of the time.
So if the sun is out today, which is supposed to be, it's not going to make your day.
It's
going to
make my day. Click my heels.
I won't really.
I'll go right to bed.
I'll take a nap.
I'll be standing on my front lawn with my arms open.
Oh, it's so great.
Staring into it.
Yeah. I hear you, my friend.
So, you know.
People in Florida appreciate your sunshine, I guess.
Yeah.
My wife's got me into a lot of goofy stuff. I've laid in tanks and I've done like weird crap.
That's the only one that I might want to try one day.
The isolation.
Tank.
Yeah, the tank thing.
But I'll let you know if light therapy makes me feel better.
Yeah, please do, because I'm going to get one. If it works for you, I'm going to get one, because I definitely suffer from that.
Don't you think you could just go tanning and it would
but
do like
so,
the same
that's
thing?
That's so bad for you. You're going to get cancer, so that's not...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, I don't want cancer.
I don't want cancer.
I just bought one of these UV lights, and it was just to look at things for fish tanks, and but you have to wear like special glasses when you use it.
Hmm.
Like, that's how strong it is.
Like Willy Wonka glasses?
For what? What is it?
It's like a UV flashlight, and it's like you shine it on like different things you want to put in like a... So if you're like, say you're on a beach, and you're like, I want to find things that in a fish tank are going to really look cool. A lot of different shells and whatnot that are on the beach have these crazy patterns in them.
We'll let Jason go here, by the way.
Oh, okay. Bye, Jason. Yes.
Goodbye.
No, and so I watched a YouTube video on this, these people doing it. I'm like, oh, I should get one of these lights. So I got the light. It was super cheap, but you have to wear glasses when you use it because it's so strong that it can, it, it, if it gets in your eyes, it can affect
this
them.
This is not my ideal beach attire.
No.
it's also the beach at like midnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like got your beach goggles on.
Hey, so it's like these yellow, you know, like those yellow safety night glasses.
Oh, nasty. So a doctor who's listening says light therapy only works for seasonal depression. Other than that, it's a crock of crap.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, I thought that. But...
And a lot of the lights are bogus. You got to get a specific type of light, and the real ones are expensive.
Expensive, yeah. I don't really have seasonal depression. I don't get depressed.
Well, like they make like a plant light that's like, it's like super cheap. You could buy them. It's like real. It's like you can grow plants underneath them. You know.
Yeah. Someone said you can take the red light therapy and put it on your dong. It's good for erectile health.
Hmm. I don't know
about that.
Sounds like a good way to burn your penis.
Sounds like,
I just think it's just a waste of time.
So, Kelly, you use one of these lights, the seasonal affected disorder light, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Does it work?
Yes, it does.
You find a difference?
I mean, I think, oh, absolutely. I mean, I have depression, especially more so in the winter time. I mean, I get down, and my office doesn't really have great lighting. So I put my sad light on every day and for about an hour, I guess. And it really, it does. It's just that mimics that natural sunlight. And I believe it really helps.
So you just like, you lay there or sit there and envision you're on a beach or something.
Is it hot? Like, does it feel warm?
Ocean waves.
it doesn't get warm. It's just like... No, I don't get a suntan from it, Lisa.
Lisa goes home, puts on a bathing suit, a sun hat, gets her glasses.
You know, like Paloma, my tequila drink.
Yeah, just like turn on some sounds of waves.
So what? I shine a flashlight at you. I turn a heater on.
Yeah.
And then I like, I mimic a little bit of a breeze.
Lisa, are you home? Are you home in there? What are you doing?
I breathe like hot air on you.
I'm at the beach, Andy.
My God, there's crabs in here. What are you doing?
I have sand everywhere.
Bring like a dead fish in, and every once in a while, waft that by you. Like, I'm on a beach. Yeah.
Oh, it's totally a beach.
Yeah, it's the beach. There's the dead fish there. I always think the beach smells way worse than what people think.
Really?
Oh, my God. People say the smell of a beach.
Oh, I hate the smell of a beach. Boy, it just...
I've been to some beaches like that, but some don't have that smell.
Some beaches, like, the tide will go way out, and it's just like...
Dead stuff.
Everything pooped.
Everything's dead and pooping.
Yep.
And that doesn't relax me much.
No.
No, not at all.
I don't have this.
You don't?
I really don't. I'm not affected by it.
I need sun.
Yeah.
If I don't get it, it definitely affects my mood. I wouldn't say it's depression. It just like
it's depression. Sad. Yeah, it's just like
yeah, you get bummed out.
Yeah.
Or is it just like sometimes I wonder though if it's just like you've set yourself up for that. Like you've said in your head enough, like I need it so bad.
Because you guys know I didn't even realize there was a connection there until a couple of years ago. Like why I was so down. Why. Remember, like, on the air, I basically realized, well, now I know.
Yeah.
We don't get much sun like, up in this bitch.
As soon as spring hits, I'm outside and I'm in the sun. I'm like, in the winter, like, it comes in the window at a certain angle at a certain time. I'm like, the sun.
Yeah.
I get in front of it. I lay down on the floor.
Oh, you're like a cat.
Nuts, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. Cats do that. I wonder if they
love it.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what they got like a sun thing too. Because little bitties will sit there in front of my front window thing there, and she'll just like absorb
she's
the
like,
sun.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm like
awesome.
I'm the opposite of that way. I would be laying on the couch, and then all of a sudden it would become like a certain time of the day. The sun would just like beam in right where normally my head would be, and I'd be like, hey.
I hate it too.
Sun.
I'm like, it's so bright.
Put a pillow on my head.
Darkening shades.
Yeah, like a vampire.
Chuck doesn't like it.
I hate the sun.
No, I love it.
So
shine it on me.
Yeah, I started using that bat radar to get around my house because I like it so dark.
Yeah.
How many people got snowed in at one home in Michigan's Upper Peninsula? Let's get to that.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. So about 2 feet of snow got some folks, I mean, Massachusetts residents dealing with massive amounts of snowfall. People in Michigan's Upper Peninsula also dealing with that. They got trapped in a house. So imagine you're trapped in a house in the Upper Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Bad enough.
Yeah, pretty bad.
You got 19 people in that house with you.
Jesus, how much toilet paper do we have?
Not enough.
How much toilet paper do we have? You shoot me straight.
It's not water or food. You're really concerned about toilet paper.
No. 19 poops.
We're using the rag, Andy.
Oh, no. Mm.
Rinse the rag after you're done.
Rinse the family rag.
A communal butt rag.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 19 people.
That's 19 people rescued from one home. Here's the story on that of how this all happened. Take a listen.
Snowed in and stuck with blizzard conditions outside.
Yesterday morning, we received a call from 911 dispatch, and they had informed us that there was a family in the north end of the county that was in need.
10 children and 9 adults were stuck in a family cabin on North Gaber Road off M69 in Spalding Township. The cabin, located 6 miles off the main road, was on an unplowed road with 2 feet of snow on it.
The first step was to send a plow truck up there to try to get the roadway done. Unfortunately, the roadway hasn't froze yet, so we had some soft conditions, and our plow truck got stuck.
The grader got the truck back on track.
We were able to get in quite a ways, I think within a quarter mile of where the family was, and then EMS services took over from there and got them home safely.
When the owner of La Branche Tavern heard what happened, she quickly opened her doors to house the people for around 5 hours.
Unlocked the doors for them and made them hot cocoa and coffee, and they got to eat and stay warm.
Carlson said she is just happy she could help.
No. I'm glad that we were here. I'm glad that I have a big enough place where we had to eat and everything so they could come in and... You know, be safe and be warm.
Almost 7 hours later, the family was on their way back home.
It was a long day for a lot of folks, but the coordination effort was great. I think the guys did a great job, and I'm glad the family got out safe and sound, and everybody was good to go.
Alyssa Jawar, TV6 News, Spalding Township.
The Upper Peninsula is not
for everybody.
For me.
It's a whole different thing.
I don't mind vacationing there, or, you know, doing a week or so there. I cannot imagine.
Oh, I would never do a week.
Well, like that, like at a cabin or day. Something, right? Ooh. I wouldn't.
I went to the UP for a day. I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, no.
Real nice people, and I was envisioning when I was up there. The winter time.
Yeah.
And
how do you do
getting snowed in?
So, like, what happened there? They, like, went to just stay in a cabin as a family, you think? You don't think, or did they all live there?
No, they probably.
That was a
there.
Vacation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then all of a sudden it
snowed. But you don't know.
19 members of one family.
That's
ranging in age from 1 to 64.
Ooh, boy. So there was lots of pooping. Especially with that 64-year-old.
And those rental places, they don't give you a ton of toilet paper.
No, you got to bring your own stuff.
You
got to
bring your own. Hopefully they brought their own stuff.
Hopefully they did. They had a lot of kids.
Write that down if I ever go up there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't go up there. Put that in my notes.
Yeah, put that in my notes.
If I rent a cabin, bring lots of toilet paper.
Lots of toilet paper.
I think you won't be renting a cabin.
I feel like in the future apocalypse, I'm going to be just marauding for toilet paper.
Here's the thing about life. You end up in way more cabins than you ever dreamed you'd be in. I dreamt my whole life I'd never be in a cabin. I'm in cabins all the time.
Always in
cabins.
It
sucks.
Yeah.
But you end up in cabins. You make friends, and friends are like, hey, you're gonna go ice fishing with us. I'm like, I never imagined ice fishing. Yeah. But now I go ice fishing every year, and where do you stay?
In a cabin.
Cabins.
Right.
Huh.
Ice fishing.
I still can't believe you went ice fishing. I did it when I was like...
I've gone a couple times. I really like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
When I go to baseball stuff, so much of the baseball trips, you're going, you stay in a cabin.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Oh, it's not my idea. And it's like, not just you.
No,
it's like you and four other families. Right. You're all in a cabin.
Nope, I couldn't do that.
I really want to keep it going to where the only time I'm in a cabin is if Thanos has come. Here.
Yeah, I know, but You watch.
Yeah, you never know.
It's a crazy life lesson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did I ever think I'd be in a cabin in, you know, the Tennessee Smoky Mountains with some Indian people? No, little Dave never imagined that. But
that's true.
There you go.
I realize that now Lifetime, the network, is making movies about things that Dave does.
Because oh, really? They have a Tennessee.
I just
Indian.
Heard. Yeah, there's Tennessee a brand new. There's a brand new. It's a brand new show
tonight on Lifetime. I Tennessee heard it, Indian Vacation.
Driving in. I heard about it when I was driving in. Christmas at Dollywood.
Oh,
Christmas at Dollywood.
I've never done Christmas
Dude,
at Dollywood.
There's yeah. a bizarre show on Netflix that is Dolly Parton, and she has turned her songs into these like. Little mini Lifetime.
I heard about this. I hadn't seen
okay,
it.
Okay, because she's in this movie. Even? She's in this. Huh? It's like
Did
Dolly Parton
it?
Stars.
I
in.
Saw some of it. Yeah, and it's really bizarre.
So what does she do?
So she takes like a song like Jolene, right?
Okay.
Jolene. And then it's all this whole story about this
Jolene.
This, yeah, this whorish lady.
Oh, that, okay. So her songs are turned into stories.
Yeah, Heartstrings.
Dolly Parton's Heartstrings is an American drama web television series that premiered on Netflix in November.
Yeah, but what about Christmas?
Christmas at Dollywood.
At Dollywood.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, it's on Lifetime.
Movie? Wow, so that's like just blatant.
Christmas at Dollywood.
Like product placement. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I would assume so.
Dave, you need to make sure that there's no likenesses stolen.
Hallmark.
Is it Hallmark? Yeah. Well,
is filming at the Pigeon Forge theme park. Getting footage of Dolly Parton and the cast will air at 8 p.m. December 8th on the Hallmark channel.
Okay.
Christmas in Dollywood.
Dolly Parton, man.
And is this the preview of it here?
Oh, my God.
Danica McKellar and Niall Mader are getting ready for the biggest party of the season.
I want it to be the best.
So do I.
Good.
Is this...
Rachel.
I have heard so much about you. I'm going to miss this place.
Yeah, Dolly.
I like her. I think you should tell Dolly before she leaves.
You can have what you want if you believe you can have it. Words to live by.
Thank you, Dolly.
Christmas at Dollywood.
I won't be watching that.
Could you imagine if it was Christmas time and you ran into Dolly Parton? And she gave you some life lessons?
Jesus.
I mean, that's a movie. Like, I'm just like stranded in an airport.
And Dolly Parton's there in sequins.
Christmas just isn't going to happen for me, Dolly.
Sure, you just got to make Christmas where you are.
Here's the thing about Christmas. It follows you wherever you are.
I'm like... Yeah. You're right, Dolly.
I've been all over the world, and I never once missed out on Christmas.
That's crazy. And then she blows some snow and disappears.
Yeah.
Dolly!
Andy Green in a Very Dolly Christmas.
Yeah, a Very Dolly Christmas. Goodbye, Dolly. Thanks for the life lessons.
It's beautiful.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, I should have had her sing me a song.
Yeah. She has to sing you a song.
That's a missed opportunity. How could she not sing you a song?
That has to happen.
Yeah. I'm just stranded at the Detroit airport for Christmas, Dolly.
Yeah. I just pictured a bunch of people in a cabin going to Dollywood at Christmas.
Yeah, no, I have not done that. So thankfully it's not based on a Dave life story.
Never miss a minute of your favorite morning show. Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast and top news stories sent straight to your email. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
Apparently, if you sext with someone because you're fixing to have sex with them later, you're doing it wrong. A new study out of Texas Tech University says the majority of people sext for non-sexual reasons.
Like I
not
know,
very good at sex.
Well, or like I know I'm not going to have sex, so then I'm sexting.
No, here's what they say: there were really like three equally common reasons why people say they sex with their partner non-sexually. One, they're trying to see if their partner is still into them. Like they're kind of self-conscious or they're nervous a bit about whether or not.
Mm. Oh,
they're still sexy to that
to
person.
Trying to get like a read on them.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Hmm.
So that's a reason why some people do
right.
it. Another is as a favor to them.
Oh, thank you.
The old favor.
The old. Oh, he's trying to jerk it. Yeah.
Pity sexed.
I really.
Pity sexed.
A pity sexed is actually tragic.
Is that the worst thing I've ever heard of?
I don't want
life?
A pity sex. That's, don't ever pity sex me. I'll let my wife know that.
Super. Wow.
Don't pity sex me.
They're like.
I love the eye rolls before the pity sex.
Here's a titty for you.
Anyway,
you're so lying.
Shut this guy in my butt.
Shut up.
Pity sexed.
Oh, the behind the scenes making of a pity sexed.
Mm. I think it happens a lot.
I guess it probably does.
Well, it says it does here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pity sext. A favor to their partner.
Man, you just hope, I guess, that someone would be, like, you could tell that someone else was really engaged, like, they're writing stuff back, like, they're being dirty, too, like, that it's a two-way street, not just, like, a...
Yeah, but if you're
saying
texting,
everything, and then you just get, like, a...
Boo. Ooh.
Like a boo. I saw your eyes rolled back.
No.
She forgot to edit that out.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
You probably never want to get back something like totally.
Yeah, totally.
Right, if theirs is all one-word responses and you're texting all the things you want to do to them, and it's like, yeah, great.
And great. She's just like, for sure.
Awesome.
She has everything written down already in her notes, copy paste,
right.
Send.
That'll work, though. That'll work. That might work.
Hotkeys.
Oh, you're so hot.
That looks so big.
Yeah, right.
The thing she needs to say. They also didn't find any difference between people of different ages, genders, or sexual orientations as to the motivations of the different non-sex texts.
Hmm.
But to kind of reassure them that they're still into them, and or to get reassurance back, and then as a favor, were the reasons that people non-sexually sexed.
Psychic.
Does curry make women horny?
Does it, Dave?
All right, relax. An herb commonly used in Indian curry dishes just might make women's stalled sex life more appetizing. The plant called fenugreek, whose fragrant seeds and leaves can be found whole and powdered in your grocery spice aisle, may naturally boost women's libido, according to a brand new study.
Sprinkle a little bit on them.
They tested many women, all of whom who had entered menopause, to start taking this supplement, which contains fenugreek, for 2 months. As a result, every single woman reported an increase in sexual desire and arousal, improvements in vaginal lubrication.
Very nice. Sprinkle
and better orgasms. They got moister.
Because of the fenugreek.
Curry, huh? Oh, fenugreek, yeah.
Yeah, fenugreek. So, I know I've heard of it. I think we have it at home.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
All right. But for cooking.
Moist.
Fenugreek in cooking.
I love curry.
Me too.
I do too. I really love curry.
I've never tried it.
What is fenugreek?
No, I want to get Thai food.
God damn it.
Shoot.
What do you want?
Burn.
Coming up. Give it a super burn.
Oh, yeah, totally. Burn. We have this all the time because it's in like aloo gobi ghost and all sorts of
different things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got to make a correction. It wasn't a duck that predicted those sports as an octopus.
Oh.
I got to make a correction. Now to the Andy Green correction dish.
Yeah, I know there's people feverishly looking it up right now, and it's because I'm
we can't find the sports
I'm like, I can't concentrate on this fenugreek thing. I got to make this right.
All right, so
okay,
there we go.
That's a correction.
Now we know.
It's an octopus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got your facts a little twisted.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. No need to text or email us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Crytek averted.
A lot of stuff up there shaking around.
The thing about this fenugreek, they also found that it does actually help men's sexual health as well. So it's good for men and women. And
you want to have sex with me.
Not only did the women want to have more sex, it promoted a positive domino effect in other areas of the women's lives. They focused on women 45 to 65. And that's where they notice the biggest difference.
What are you guys doing?
What's happening over there, you guys?
He's doing a curry sex dance.
Yes. A curry sex
that's
dance.
That's my curry sex.
Look at me. Yeah,
that is not appealing.
It's incredible. Like curry sex shimmy.
Mm-hmm. It's in so many things shimmy. That we eat. Madras chicken.
Yeah, it's in saga.
Sagalu with roasted gobi.
Now we know why Amber's all over you.
I know. Well, now I do.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's all Indian women. I mean, I don't really
know about that. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I love those spicy potatoes. They're like one of my favorite things. Delicious.
I like a spicy potato.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe. Maybe this is so horny.
Sigu bloob gooby. You know. What is it?
Sagalu with roasted
sagalu
gobi.
Sagalu galubu. No, that's not it.
It's called translation horny soup.
it's some horny stew. Potato and cauliflower curry, pretty much. But you can make it with ghost, which is like meat.
Yeah.
And then it's alu gobi ghost.
Hmm. I do. I love Indian food, though. And if it makes you horny too, well then. Pfft.
So here's some other texts that are coming in. Like people also say that this fenugreek makes your sweat smell like maple syrup.
Mm. I'm going to say it's not maple syrup.
And it's for, it's extremely popular if women want to produce more milk when they're breastfeeding.
Well, I was wondering
so
why.
All your juices
well, this is the thing. I was wondering why I've heard of the, like, fenugreek.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's it. Maybe it was during pregnancy that it was like a supplement that that women take.
Hmm. I don't know. It's really common, fenugreek.
Mm.
Right? I mean,
this because of this, it's now in a supplement called LibbyCare, which you can take, ladies, if you want to boost up your bits and get them more juicy.
Oh, yeah, they do sell it. Milk Flow.
Milk Flow.
Milk Flow.
I'm the CEO of Milk Flow.
So maybe that's what you're talking about, Chuck.
I am the CEO of Milk Flow. I'm a guy, and check this out.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, my God.
That's quite a flow.
That's why I've been taking it. Ah, squirt milk.
Oh, Milk Flow.
Yeah, it's like prenatal stuff. Yeah,
I was gonna say. Yeah, so like that has to be weird. How I've yeah, seen bottles of it.
Yep.
Yeah, but now look, they're already rolling this out as like a promote sexual health in women.
Well, sure, but I mean,
Libya Care.
Honestly, I'm about to start picking dandelions
yeah,
and
just saying,
like
and
shredding them up and being like, you guys hear that this gets you moist?
Yeah.
And then just make them $1 billion.
You want to make $1 billion, you do that with dandelions and you say it makes you hard as a rock.
Yeah, I know.
You'll
I know.
Sell a billion dandelions.
Well, especially because you don't even have to prove it. Mm-hmm. You can just say it.
Yeah.
Like, and just say it's a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Using pure dandelions will make you just rigid.
Oh, so.
But I mean, look, it even increased their horny score. They were this horny before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have this horny.
No, you
after.
Need to get
Dave,
late.
I'm going to have a ton of horny charts. I'm going to have a ton of horny charts to back up my facts.
Horny charts.
That's like an infomercial. As you can see here, the horny score was here.
Look at this. This is a horny pie chart.
Yes.
This. Slice was previous horny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is now the rest of current horniness.
That's all from dandelions.
Dandelions. Shredded dandelions.
Whoa.
I have fields of shredded dandelions.
That's incredible.
I know.
That is crazy. I mean, their horny score is off the chart.
You can see horny. It
doubled in horniness.
Yep.
You do need to get in the lady game, though, rather than the guy game.
Yeah.
There's a market there.
They'll take it.
Because there's too much. The
guy is oversaturated.
It's oversaturated. Yeah, these dandelions will get you as moist as Amazon rainforest.
Nice.
But you'll this be steaming down.
This
there.
Works for both, right? This works for women and men. Keep that in mind.
Right. Well, that's how you really sell it. That's how you know something's totally fake. Actually,
everybody's horny score is triple.
Yeah, yeah. You can see the horny scores for yourself.
I know. I see it, and believe me, when I come out with my horny charts, you'll see it as well.
I want Dave to do a commercial for it.
Yeah.
Look at the horny score on this. Oh. You can see the horny score.
So the Indian women that you know, apart from
I
your
only
wife,
know about one Indian woman's sex life, and that's my wife's.
Oh. Can you tell that the other ones are horny?
No, I can't. I don't want to know.
Gonna ask them?
No. They're all family members. I don't want to know how horny they are.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to get them.
No, James.
Yes.
Stay away from my Indian relatives.
So, Dave's Indian relatives?
Are you horny? What's your horny level?
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate your horny level before this meeting?
Just don't ever call.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Dave Hunter. We're trying to put together a couple horny charts.
We'd really appreciate your cooperation in this.
Should
survey.
We go to the phone? Any Indian women listening right now? Would you say you are hornier than the average lady because of the food you eat?
Dave, do you really think people are going to call in?
You don't think we're going to hear from horny Indians?
No. It's real specific.
That's
super.
And then you want them to talk about their sexual...
Is there any left-handed Indian women with dry bits that want to call up and have taken some curry and then they bang everybody?
They've been in the Kama Sutra there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They've always been a horny bunch.
Yeah, they have. Now it's starting to make a little bit more sense.
Mm. I'm just going to see. 1-855-954-6969. If you're a horny Indian lady, call us. 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us, too, if that's easier, because a lot of them are, you know, very respectful. And
probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a
This chick has a great idea. My dandelion thing will actually make guys less horny.
Mm.
Whoa.
Ladies, slip a little of this dandelion sauce into their food.
Oh.
They'll leave you alone.
Call it Limpershaft.
Our patented Limpershaft technology.
And people are saying it actually does make you smell like maple syrup. It's actually used for fake maple flavoring a lot. Huh. It's fenugreek.
Whoa.
Weird.
Wow.
I'm saying I'm so naive. I'm just looking at the results here, people. I see the horny scores.
He's looking right at the horny scores.
Right at
He's
the horny got scores a horny.
Truth be told, he has a horny chart.
There is a chart. There is a chart.
Dave
got his hands on a chart.
Yeah. I know.
A horny chart. Right here. And that's just in a month. In 1 month, look at the horny levels rise.
You know, I know. Just wait till you see my
like,
horny chart.
You go through 1 year of horny levels. Wait till you see.
I know. I bet they level right off.
I want to go to a bank and try to get a loan
for 1 month
for something just with and use a horny chart just so bad just to see how they take it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you can see in 1 month.
I'm horny.
Only 30 days.
30 days these chicks were super horny.
They went from just kind of horny to super horny. We've never seen horny scores like this.
When I did some more research on fenugreek, it says it can cause diarrhea.
Chuck!
Everything's got a side effect.
Oh, no! You guys, don't ruin it.
Oh, he got diarrhea there.
Come on, you don't want to bang and diarrhea.
The curry diarrhea is going to be the worst.
Stop it!
Easy
stop
now.
It. Oh, no. What a face.
Like a surprise. A surprise diarrhea face.
A surprise diarrhea face is the best.
That, you don't expect that. What's the chart look like on that? What's the chart for horny
horny levels just went down.
Oh, they went down.
So Lisa made that discovery.
That's not my thing. Oh,
I just said Lisa's discovery.
Okay,
I just put Lisa
behind
Lisa's discovery.
So some scientist was like, we got a problem with the horny chart.
What?
Yeah, the diarrhea has cut it in half. Their horny numbers plummeted.
What's your diarrhea numbers?
Off the charts.
Oh, God.
Surprise diarrhea face is great.
You bury that chart.
I can add diarrhea to my survey with Dave's relatives. You know?
Yes, exactly.
When you experienced a horny level of 10 or more, how was your diarrhea?
Let's check back in on the phone lines. Oh, not one person has called in.
No horny left-handed Indian lady with diarrhea has called.
As I thought.
Damn it.
Sorry, Dave. Ooh.
Somebody said non-rod 12 million.
No. Oh, well. I tried.
You try it.
I thought maybe we'd get a horny Indian broad.
No.
And I'm not calling my wife to ask her opinion.
Somebody did say that. That's
yeah, true. Call your wife, ask her opinion.
No.
That'd be a weird conversation.
I'll be honest,
have.
I've seen it.
Stop it.
Hornaria.
sex with loose dudes. You don't want to be a part of Horneria.
It's not when you want it.
No, my God.
We've remarketed it as Limpershaft.
Makes men non-horny, but gives them terrible diarrhea as well.
Yes.
They'll be in the bathroom all day.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.